First of all, I'd like to ask about your view. What do you think is behind these protests in Turkey?
Actually, it's not only a matter of park and environmentalist issues. It's basically a build-up of a lot of frustration that a lot of people in Turkey perceived since a couple of years. Basically, the ban on alcohol, or let's say the regulations on alcohol, for example, the policy of the Turkish government regarding Syria, other individual rights that people feel that have been infringed. And so this created a lot of build-up. And basically, the park in Taksim was just a sparkle that fired the whole issue, let's put it that way.
So it's really, you see it as a culmination of various tensions that have been building up for a while?
Yes, absolutely, because besides the 50 or 100 people protested that were protesting in a very peaceful way for one day or two, we have seen after the use of we can say brutal forces in some cases, of people joining the protester, that were leftist, rightist, secular people, young, lesbian, gays. So actually the whole community, or part of an important part of the Turkish society.
And do you think that events this week will further polarize any of these social or political divisions that exist in Turkey at the moment?
I hope not. But obviously we have entered into a new phase where people said it's enough. We want our individual rights to be protected, to be taken care of. Our voices matter. They represent around 50% of the electorate. And these people are, of course, very concerned. So we have to see, because next year, as you know, we have two elections and one vote. We are going to vote for the presidentials, and Mr. Tayyip Erdogan is probably a candidate. And we are going to have the municipal elections, and we are going to vote for the new drafted constitution. So all this has to be put into the whole picture of 2014.
And what exactly are you hearing from your members about what's happening in Turkey? Are people worried? Are they taking sides, protesters versus government? What kind of things are you hearing from them?
Yes, I think for the first time in at least in Switzerland, but we have seen the same issues in New York, London, Paris, Luxembourg, etc. People are very, very involved personally. I have seen people, friends of mine, you know, bankers in Geneva, traders, etc., that wouldn't care so much about, you know, or would care, but wouldn't take action. For example, yesterday there was a protest in front of the United Nations. There were like 300, 350 Turkish people, very peaceful demonstration. And everybody was very sad. I mean, they felt that they had to raise their voice, you know. I mean, this is the future of Turkey, or part of Turkey as some people see it. And I think that now they are conscious about this.
Some observers have drawn comparisons between events in Turkey and the Arab Spring, implying a spread to Turkey. What do you make of that comparison?
No, I personally wouldn't agree on this. I think that the Arab Spring is totally different. They were seeking for democracy. We have democracy in Turkey since many years. I mean, we even experienced during the Ottoman Empire about a constitutional monarchy for a short period. So this is not new. I would put these protests more in line with Occupy Wall Street, or what we have seen on the U.S. campus last year. But again, it's something has changed now. And I think it's not so much directed against the party in power today in Turkey. It's more like against Mr. Tayyip Erdogan, his way of talking, his way of trying to impose his views, basically be a one-man show.
Okay.